running CMS pipelines is issuing the CMS command of pipe. Your pipeline specification is provided as an argument to the pipe command. There are two popular ways that this can be done. One would be to type it all in the command line, and the second way is to put it into a rexexec. This particular screen demonstrates how to do it on the command line, and we will implement the one that we've been working on. Now you notice that it starts with the word pipe, P-I-P-E, and then a space, and then the less than character saying that we're going to read the file, and the file we're going to read is input file A. Then you'll notice a vertical bar. The vertical bar is called the stage separator. The stage separator tells the pipeline that we have finished describing one stage and we are about to describe another one. If the stage separator is to be used as a part of an argument for one of the stages, and you don't want it to be considered to be the stage separator, you simply use two of them. The parser will take the two of them, change it to one, and it will not consider it to be the stage separator. Now once input file A has a record that has been read, that record is passed over the stage separator to the second stage, which is drop. And drop 4, 4 being the argument to drop, saying we're going to drop the first 4 records that come through. The fifth record then gets passed to the locate stage. The locate stage's arguments are 5.1 and /4/. We talked about this on the previous screen. So any records that have a 4 in column 5 for a length of 1 are passed to the next stage, sort. And we're going to sort columns 34 through columns 36. After the records are sorted, they are passed to the spec stage. Now notice that the spec stage argument here is larger than it was on the previous screen. This is the correct format. Typically, specs arguments are provided in pairs, and that is the case here. And let me read it to you the way that it works. We're going to take on the input file column 1 for a length of 3, and we're going to start that in the output record in column 1. Then we're going to take column 5 for a length of 1 from the input record, and we're going to write that in the output record in the next word. The next word means skip a blank and then put your data into the output record. Then we're going to get columns 22 for a length of 16, and we're going to place that in the next word. Skip a blank and write that data in the output record. The final stage in this pipeline is the write a record stage. The stage name is the greater than sign, and you can see that we are specifying that it is to be written into the file output file A.